Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, no matter where you're listening, around the world, this is Sedona Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us today. This is Joanna Paxinou, and you're listening to At the Movies with Joanna on Sedona Talk Radio. And today we're very happy to have with us a very special guest. It is Peter Simpson, who is Artistic Director of the 9th Annual Port Townsend Film Festival in Washington, which will be held September 26th through the 28th. Hi, Peter. How are you?
I'm fine, Joanna. How are you?
Very good. Thank you. Welcome. Well, we have so much to talk about. First of all, we want to talk about Piper Laurie. She is going to be your featured guest star this year. I know Piper Laurie is a very fine actress. She has been Oscar nominated. She's won Golden Globe Awards and Emmy. And I wonder if you could just tell us a little bit about the very special evening with Piper Laurie.
Well, it's our, I suppose you'd call it our highlight of the weekend. It adds some little glitter and glamour to some rather heavy movie going that we go through. And she will appear before the film to make an introduction. We're going to show her Oscar-nominated role in The Hustler with Paul Newman.
Right.
And she will make an appearance beforehand and talk a little bit about the role and join the audience to watch it. And then afterward, she'll be interviewed by Robert Osborne, who is the primetime host for Turner Classic Movies. And that'll be about a 45-minute interview. This depends on how long people want to talk, and they usually want to talk a lot and ask good questions about acting and very personal questions about being a movie star.
Well, that should be very interesting. Is that the only appearance of Piper Laurie? Is that at I think that's Saturday, right, on the 27th?
Right, that's her primary appearance. She will be here. She's coming in on Thursday. She'll probably be doing a private fundraising cocktail party on Thursday evening. On Friday, she'll go to the high school where she'll meet with the drama students and just in an informal discussion with them, answer whatever questions they have.
Oh, that's very nice.
Yeah, we try to involve our special guests at the school and in any of the interests that they have. When Patricia Neal was our guest, she, as you may remember, had a stroke at a very young age.
Yes.
And the hospital asked if we could bring her to one of their groups of stroke victims. And so we did, and 200 people showed up to talk to her. So we try to engage the special guest not just as glitter, but as part of the community.
Well, I really like the motto that when the festival started 9 years ago, it was called A Film Lover's Block Party, celebrating great films and filmmakers. So it kind of gives the impression that the whole town becomes involved in the festival. Is that
well,
true?
It does. I mean, there are people who can't imagine sitting down for 3 days and watching one movie after another, because you can see as many as 15 during the weekend. Some only come to one or two, but what has happened is that we've become a town of festivals. And starting about March, there's a festival almost every weekend.
Oh, my.
And there is, and they draw mostly from out-of-towners. By the time our festival starts, the out-of-towners have basically left. 80% of our audience is what we call local, which means on the Olympic Peninsula side of Puget Sound. And so people feel like they get the town back that weekend, and we close off a street. That's where the block party comes in. Put up an inflated screen, show movies outdoors, have salmon barbecue and and a beer garden, and people stand in line and watch movies, and it becomes very block party-ish.
Yeah, it sounds really delightful. Sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is.
Can you tell us what other roles Robert Osborne is going to play in addition to interviewing Piper Laurie? Anything else scheduled with him?
He's going to serve on a couple of the we do two or three panels depending on what the films are, and this year we're doing one on what we're calling What's So Funny About Comedy, and he'll participate in that. He is sort of our ambassador. He's been coming to Port Townsend for 10 years. He is an investor in our local art house theater, so he's sort of, this is his second home, practically. And so he'll just be being a man about town and showing up here and there and very informal.
Oh, that's very nice. Is he going to show any classic movies?
Not this year.
We've had him do that
in the past. Next year we're hoping to have him do a very special presentation he's working on about his life in the film industry.
Oh, that should be very interesting. That sounds great. Can you tell us a little bit about the programs, for example, First Features?
Yes, First Features is something that we developed over the last 3 or 4 years. With the availability of relatively inexpensive filming equipment, there are a lot of filmmakers now making movies who couldn't afford to make them before, because of the cost of even 16-millimeter film, not to mention 35-millimeter film. And while you, as you may imagine, there probably are, with a lot of new filmmakers out there, a lot of bad movies, there are a lot of good ones, too.
Yeah.
So we have developed a program we call First Features. Many, I think almost all, have made short films previously, or commercials, but they have this burning desire to do a feature-length film, usually narrative, not documentary. And so we seek those out and then feature them, four of them, each year.
Mm-hmm. Is there any special criteria used to select the four films?
No, not particularly, except that they have to be their first full-length film.
I see.
And beyond that, it doesn't, subject matter doesn't make any difference. It's whether or not it's a good, well-crafted film.
Mm. Now, you've talked about the panel discussion. Is that what is called talk movies at the hospitality stand?
Yes.
And you're going to have filmmakers panel discussions about any specific ones planned?
Well, there's one. What we do with the First Features, we have a film historian comes in and does a brief interview with each of the four filmmakers prior to showing of their film. And then all four of those films are seen on Saturday. Then Sunday morning, before we repeat those four, we do a panel called First Features, and we bring all the filmmakers together. And the audience has had an opportunity to see all four. Most of them have only seen two or three, but that's one of the panels. And then we're doing one on acting in independent films.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the difficulties in making an inexpensive independent film, by inexpensive I mean under $100,000, is finding acting talent that is good, and also you either get your friends to do it or you don't pay anybody anything. And the Screen Actors Guild frowns on that, of course. So they've developed some programs to help independent filmmakers make it possible to pay something anyway, so that they are treating their actors professionally. And there'll be representatives from Screen Actors Guild here, too, to talk about
great.
That.
And the, you said there would be, did you say a film historian will conduct one of the panels?
Yes. His name is Bruce Hattendorf. He's a film instructor at Peninsula College, a community college that serves this area.
Nice.
And he does a documentary short course on Friday afternoon before the festival starts to sort of get people to offer them framework for which to look at documentaries, because we have probably 10 documentaries this year of different sorts. So,
and you're also going to screen students' documentary films, is that right?
Occasionally. We don't feature that quite like we do the first features.
Okay.
But we do some student documentaries, yes.
And tell us a little bit about the film camp for their children. It sounds really cute.
Well, actually, it's a babysitting service. Parents want to go to movies, but none of the films that we show are particularly suitable for kids. It's not that the content is objectionable. It's just that they bore them to death. And so what do you do with your kids? So we've developed right next door to our block party, there's a daycare, and they put together a film camp. And they show movies to the kids. They even have a little camera, and they make their little movies. And it's just an activity to allow parents to see movies and for the kids to sort of feel like they're being part of it, too.
Well,
but it's not a real serious filmmaking workshop.
Well, I understand that, but I think that the idea is really cute. Also, there's the Victorian Seaport that people can also, if they want to take a break and just do a little sightseeing. I understand there's some boat trips that they could take, or other things, just to take a little break.
Sure, if they want to take a break, there is daily a whale watching boat trip. Goes up into the San Juan Islands, and invariably, I think they pretty well got it down, so they know where the orca whales are, and they're able to find them. I've done the trip. It's very exciting to be on a boat and to have this huge whale come up beside you and roll over.
Wow! They actually get that close?
They do. Yeah.
Wow.
And it's probably, and it's not that the boats necessarily get that close. It's that the whales come over because they want to see what this thing is. And so it's quite exciting. So you can do that. There are just sailing trips out in the bay. Fort Townsend in the early 19th, or early 20th century, I should say, was the primary port for Puget Sound. It was before Seattle was the city that it is today. So it has a long history of maritime trade, and it has quite an active port now. We're in the process of building a maritime center, which will be a combination museum and working dock for boat builders that will be open to the public. Open next year. Yeah.
About how many films do you think are being shown at the festival? Yeah.
We're saying 64. That includes shorts. We do two or three programs of short films, and so it's 64. I think is the last count we get. We may have a 65th one. Piper Laurie has made a film.
Oh, how nice!
Based on a short story that. Author of which I have forgotten, a film called Property. And it's a very lovely little film, 24 minutes. She says it's part of a trilogy that she's going to be putting together, and so I think we're going to find a place, because program's already gone to press, we'll find a place to do sort of a surprise screening.
Oh, that's nice. So this will be the first public screening?
So far as I know, yes.
Oh, that sounds lovely. She's such a fine actress.
Yes, she is.
Yeah. Well, there's one line in your press release that is very intriguing. There will even be a strip show Saturday night in conjunction with one of the films.
Yes.
Could you tell us a little bit more about that?
All right. Yeah, this is something that escaped even me. I didn't know what was going on. About 2 years or maybe 2.5 years ago, there developed in Seattle a school for burlesque.
Oh.
And there was a large interest in burlesque dancing, and many of the clubs began to book burlesque people, and there wasn't quite the talent out there, and so a school developed. And the woman who ran the school decided she needed to make a movie of this, so she did. It's called A Wink and a Smile. It premiered at the Seattle Film Festival in May. And it's about an hour and a half long film that shows 10 housewives who've decided they want to become strippers, or at least learn how to do it, and do a public performance. And they are instructed by professional strippers. Well, we're on Saturday night going to show, Friday night we show the movie, Saturday night we have the professional strippers
wow.
doing their own show.
Wow, that should be great.
We try to bring as many things into the film festival as we can.
Well, that's certainly a first that I can think of.
Yeah, well, I think you're right.
I wonder if you could tell us a little bit about the formation of the Port Townsend Film Festival. I know it started in 1999, and I believe it started with Rocky Friedman, who is a local film lover.
Well, and, more than that, yes.
Tell us a little bit more about
him. Well, Rocky Friedman is a Northwesterner who went to, he'll kill me for not remembering, either USC or UCLA Film School, and was going to become a screenwriter. And that didn't work, you know, like a lot of things in life didn't work. But he was living in Port Townsend, raising his daughter, who's now since become a fine actress. At any rate, they decided that what this town needed was a good art house theater, because they didn't have one at that time. And so he spent 7 years trying to figure out how to do this. And in 1992, he, with a friend, restored the Rose Theater. Was the a Nickelodeon that opened in about 1907 and mm-hmm. operated until 1958 when it became a retail store, and was until 92 when he reopened it as a as an art house theater. And Rocky's developed a big audience, and that's why we can have a festival. But he, one of his inspirations for it is the Telluride Film Festival, and he talked several friends into going to Telluride with him just to have the experience of this kind of block party as they do there, mm-hmm. This sense of a mix of filmmaker and film goer.
Yes.
Which gives it a real nice community feel that you don't get in places like Sundance or Toronto or the big festivals.
Yeah.
And those, he had four people who were doing it, going to this over about a period of 4 years. And they talked about doing a film festival, and Rocky kept saying, we don't need to have another film festival. What this world doesn't need is another film festival, at which point there were only about 600, and now there are about 2,000 or 3,000 of them. At any rate, they finally did talk Rocky into starting the film festival, and they put the first one on. They began planning in 1999 and put the first one on in September of 2000. But it was too much of a busman's holiday for Rocky, and after the first year, he says, "I'll support this every way I can, but I don't want to have anything to do with it."
Oh.
So he he's a projectionist for us during the festival. He spends what I would say 50-60 hours as a movie theater operator, and to put another 10-20 hours a week in as a film festival organizer is not something he'd like to do. He gets in his skull instead and goes out in the bay and rows his frustrations away.
Wow. So this next year will be the 10th anniversary of the festival.
Yes.
Yep. You have special things planned for next year, I assume.
Well, we have each of us on our computers has a little folder that says 2009. And whenever we think of something, it goes in there, because right now we can't deal with it. But it'll be there come 10 days from now, and we can start planning it. We'll do something different, something special. But what it is at this point, I have no idea.
Well, you mentioned Robert Osborne is working on his life, his career.
Well, yes. He's had a number of experiences since he went to Hollywood in the late 1950s and became associated with Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz and their studio school.
Mm-hmm.
And he practically knew every member of that 1930s, 1940s group of stars, and has wonderful stories to tell about them. So he's developing, he's had one trial run of it in New York, and he's developing a two-hour program I'm encouraging him to call it The Women in My Life, but I think he's being a little more modest than that.
Well, that should be very interesting. He's very interesting. I've seen him on TV. I've seen him give lectures in person, and he's terrific.
You
can listen to him for hours. His stories are really terrific. So I'm sure whatever it is, it'll be a wonderful experience.
Right. What you see is what you get. That's there's no affect to Robert Osborne. The movie business is considered a nasty business. There is nothing nasty about Robert Osborne. In fact, he's probably misplaced because he's so nice.
Well, whatever it is, he has a huge success with what he's doing, and he's bringing a lot of enjoyment to a lot of people. So, it's nice, to know too that he's a nice person on top of everything.
Right.
That's very nice. He adds a lot whenever he appears at anything.
He's been to Sedona, hasn't he?
Yes, he was at the Sedona Film Festival. He showed two films, Casablanca and Sunset Boulevard, and gave a talk and was a big hit.
Yeah,
as he always is. Yes.
Yeah.
People love him.
Yeah.
They really do. And it's interesting because he's brought such an interest in the older movies that, there's always something to learn from them, too.
Well, I forget. I've been around those movies all my life, and so they're part of my, almost like change in my pocket. But there are so many younger people who haven't a clue about them, and I forget that. It's a whole new audience out there.
It is, and there's a lot to learn, by watching the old movies and the directors and the stars, and it's a great learning process, too.
Right.
And plus, it's nice for history to actually see movies made in the 30s and 40s and what it was like. So they're very interesting.
Well, and the older I get, I notice that I'm startled by a film that was made in the 1930s. And I was only 3 years old then. And somehow there's a age, space, time disconnect for me there. To think that I was that young when that was going on.
It is interesting to see these movies today. And at the beginning of the film industry, the technology was not anywhere near where it is today, and yet they produced some very interesting and fascinating movies. So it's fun to watch.
Mm-hmm.
It's always room for talent.
That's right.
Well, is there anything we haven't covered about this year's film festival that you'd like to discuss?
Oh, you'll have to ask me in about 10 days. It's always a surprise.
Yeah. Oh, that's a nice feature.
I don't know what it's going to be.
That is a very nice feature.
Yeah.
Now, I understand in the Taylor Street where they have ongoing films for people to see that are free, and if they want to, they can sit on bales of hay. Is that true?
Well, that's every night we have a family-friendly film on Taylor Street, and they're actually bales of straw.
Uh-huh.
Hay is what you feed a horse.
Okay. I'm a city girl.
Well, we have enough trouble around here ourselves remembering which it is. And but people bring their own lawn chairs, and even we've had some bring Davenports.
Oh, wow.
And they put them in place at 7:30, and they're bundled up because it can get very cold here in the evening in late September. And they watch movies. We have anywhere from 350 to 1,000 people, depending on
wow.
the movie.
Well, we've come to the end of our show, and Peter, I want to thank you so much, and I want to remind our listeners, this is the Port Townsend Film Festival in Washington. It'll be September 26th through the 28th, and for tickets and passes, you can call the box office at 360-379-0198, or go to www.ptfilmfest.com. Peter, thank you so much. This film festival sounds like it's going to be a wonderful event, and I really thank you for taking the time to be with us tonight.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity to talk with you and your listeners.
Thank you so much, Peter,
thank
and
you,
thank
Joanna.
You, listeners. And that's a wrap.